This is Passion for Your Passions, a podcast about what makes life worth living. I'm Krista.
And I'm Julie. And today, we are talking about the human mind. So why are we talking about this today, Krista?
Okay. Because honestly, I mean, you know, eventually you just kind of run out of ideas. No, I mean,
we're kind of getting burnt out, but
we're going to burn out. No, it's impossible to talk about this in a way that's serious. I don't know. Why do we talk about anything? No, I think the point that I have here on this list is that I find the human mind to be interesting. Psychology is interesting. I think, honestly, it's interesting that people have different personalities. Not that it doesn't make sense, it's more just that it's interesting.
That what changes people through their lives and how we categorize people into these boxes of who you are based on these tests.
Psychology and personality tests and personality in general is a weird thing. It is a thing that has existed for a long time. Like, I believe that there are evidences of, like, at a certain point, people would relate things about physical appearance to what your personality was. So, like, you know, like the shape of your head or, like, the shape of your nose. And, like, this is still a thing that people do to a certain extent, whether you realize it or not. Like, I've read psychology studies before where they'll say, okay, like, here's a woman who did something horrible, here's a man who did something horrible. So, like, for the woman, maybe they would say something along the lines of, like, this woman abandoned her child. And they would do it with a woman who is societally unattractive and a woman who is societally attractive. And typically what would happen in these studies is that people would give harsher sentences to the woman who was more unattractive. And then they would, like, be like, oh, well, maybe, like, the girl who was more attractive, maybe she didn't mean it. Or, like, you know, maybe she was just in a bad place. Or, like, you know, people do those kind of things. They, like, make these kind of judgments on people. And that doesn't necessarily have to do particularly with what we're going to talk about today. I just find it interesting that the human mind works this way.
Well, to kind of branch off that, not to totally get off topic, but to get off topic, I read a book about the science of appearances and attractiveness. So, you know, based on wealth is what is attractive at the time. And along with that, there was another book called The History of the Human Face. And it had a lot of interesting things because when you talk about personality, when you talk about physical appearance, it's the whole nature versus nurture, right? So do we correlate a physical appearance with a trait because of people in the past that have done that or because it is part of your genetic code that happens to coincide? So one of the ones they talked about was they said that if you have a mole slash freckle on the center of like your cheek, that you are more likely to be a kind person. And while objectively, that sounds ridiculous. You're like, why would that have anything to do with how friendly or nice a person is? Moles are a genetic passer on. And if someone who started with that trait was considered attractive and they became a nice person and then had kids that were also nice people and it just keeps projecting that way, parts of your personality are genetic. Like, as much as most of it's nurture, I'll give you that. But there are just some certain things that, like, because of genetic, you're born to a parent who is nice, you're more likely to be nice. And so you have that also just playing into, like, was I born to be that way or was I made that way? And that affects personality just as much as anything else.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely an interesting subject. And I think the answer lies somewhere in the middle, really, and to a certain extent. It's kind of weird with babies and, like, baby psychology, but you definitely do get different babies. Like, you'll have babies where, for whatever reason, they're predispositioned to cry more, and then some of them won't. Or, like,
they're curious, shy.
Or if you put them in stressful situations, they'll react more favorably or less favorably. Like, it's just it's kind of a weird thing. And I mean, I think the thing that is also weird about that is your surroundings do kind of, you know, play on that too, because, you know, like maybe if you have a baby who is really, this is a weird way to say it, but weak-willed.
That weak-ass baby.
Yeah, really weak-willed baby. But you encourage them, and, you know, you bring them up in a way that's proper. Like, maybe that won't become a factor for them. But, you know, maybe if you do have a weaker-willed baby, and then they have, like, a poor childhood, maybe that becomes more of a factor. It's, like, brought up in them more. And then, you know, the same is opposite true of the opposite scenario. Right. Where these things, I think they just play off of each other, and, you know, it does depend on your surroundings, but I think there is some genetic
component. Or if you ask the right kind of person, the star component of our horoscopes make us who we are.
Yeah.
We're both water types, so there's that.
So we can be friends, I think.
Mostly. I don't know. I think our horoscopes are friendly.
I don't know. All I know is that I hate all my signs because I'm a Cancer and I'm a chicken.
Well, no, you're supposed to know, like, your moon, your sun, and your rising for your horoscope.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm a crab and I'm a wooden chicken.
I'm a scorpion and a monkey. And I hate monkeys.
Do you know what kind of monkey you are?
I don't recall.
We'll have to do that personality test.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
So, apparently, one of the things about the Chinese, I forget what it's called, but the Chinese calendar, that's what it is. There's, like, an element associated with it, too. Like, it rotates. I'm not really sure how the element is. But, yeah, I'm a wooden chicken, which is just, like, the worst. The worst thing.
Ah, crap.
Just look up, like, Chinese calendar element.
Metal?
Well, then there you go. Freaking metal monkey.
Fucking metal monkey.
It sounds sick.
Wicked sick, yo.
One of the last things.
You're a wooden chicken, I'm a metal monkey.
That's it. I have nothing else to say.
Bah.
The other thing I do want to say that's just kind of a funny memory that I have about personality tests is I remember that when we were in high school, that they made us take, like, a job personality test. I don't know if you remember doing this, but we had
To determine, like, what career you should take?
Yeah, it was kind of, like, supposed to be based on your, like, temper and based on, like, what you were interested in school and blah, blah, blah. Then they would try to align you with a job. But I remember that we had one female friend who one of the suggestions that it gave to her was to be a ship captain. And it was just very bizarre because for this friend particularly, it's like,
No,
it's not really. I mean, okay, sure, under maybe the right circumstances, but, like, she wasn't interested in any of that kind of stuff.
I don't think, like, anyone nowadays is specifically interested in that unless they're, like, part of the Alaskan crab thing.
And I think, like, it was weird for some of the other ones because it was like, oh, yeah, you should be, like, an engineer. Like, it was more generic. It's like, be an engineer, be a scientist. And then for hers, it's like, be a ship captain. And it's like, What do I do with this?
If I remember correctly, it would be, like, it would rate you in departments and then would suggest based on that, like, specific careers. Because I don't remember my specific careers, but I know I was like, well, I got a 0 in accounting and business. Like, so steer clear of that. And guess what I'm doing, guys? You know? Like, so these pests are bullshit, I guess.
Yeah, no. So, okay. There's definitely things, too, and this was something that I wanted to bring up before we get into the personality test, because obviously there are negatives about personality tests. I mean, something like a job test, I mean, I think, here's the thing about, like, a lot of these tests is a lot of them, they're just tools. They're not really meant to be 100% accurate. Like, because even with, like, you know, the job test thing, like, it's like, okay, like, you have these qualities. It might make you more predispositioned to be better at this stuff if you chose to go that route. But obviously, a big factor is if you're not interested in that shit, if you don't want to be a ship captain, you're probably not going to like it. But some of the things that, like, are kind of the problems with personality tests like the big discrepancies people will talk about is the first one is that personalities can change, which in some ways will make personality tests kind of seem kind of inaccurate. And I think it's because a lot of the major personality tests are very surface level, I guess we'll say. Like, you know, you might get a personality test that says, like, something along the lines of, like, oh, you're more outgoing and you want to go out all the time. But, like, something could happen in your life that changes that about you. And then, like, you don't feel quite like that anymore. So, like, I use an example that Julie thought was funny. But, like, you know, there's, like, plenty of times, like, in people's lives where, like, you'll know somebody who's, like, a party girl, life of the party or whatever. And then she gets pregnant and has a kid and, like, kind of stops being like that.
She's super fucking lame.
Yeah, becomes super lame. But, like, you know, these things do happen. And so, in a way, it does kind of make it seem like your personality changes. Another thing that is kind of a weird thing about personality is that it can be secretive. And this is sometimes a thing that's harder to put in tests because, obviously, people can lie.
All you do is bury your emotions. Do you ever realize them?
Yeah, but also, for example, if you want to use, like, people who are manipulative, it's like, are most people going to admit that they're manipulative? Like, that gets dicey. Some people might, but, like, if you give a test and, like, so another example that I had on here is, like, for a job application. Like, I think a lot of times when people are given job applications, it's got this, like, you know, personality type of thing. You know what the correct answers are, and you're more inclined to pick them, whether it's true or not.
See, what's funny is the same thing could be said of, like, dating profiles.
Yeah.
And I 100% don't do that. I 100% am just like, this is me now. And I'm, like, way too upfront about literally everything in my dating profile. Yeah. I'm like, what's the fucking point? Like, why would I lie? Like, they're...
Yeah.
A job interview I kind of get because if you know you're qualified for the job, but they're saying a bunch of bullshit and you just kind of pepper in, you know, or, you know, no one really wants to work there, but you're not going to say that to their face. Like, there's stuff that makes sense. But for dating apps, I'm like, if the point is to date you and not just bone, why would I lie?
Like, yeah.
You're going to find out. Like, I don't know why people lie on those things. I'm like, that's just stupid.
Look, and I'm not saying, you know, one way is correct or not. I mean, like, for job applications, I think, like, that's pretty common. Like, I'm not sitting here saying that it's not.
Why do you want to work here? Because I don't want to starve to death.
I would like money.
I need the money.
But, I mean, I think people do feel this way even about other kinds of personality tests. Like, you know, you hear plenty of stories about people who are super manipulative who will get into relationships. You know, or, you know, they'll do this just because they want to appear normal. It happens.
You mean serial killers?
Yes, I mean serial killers. So that is kind of my prefacing this. So before we get into the actual personality tests...
Story time! It's a slightly funny one.
Okay.
So, everyone knows about the movie The Green Mile, right? Gut-wrenching, beautiful movie. So, cue my brothers, teenagers. They decide they want to watch it with their buddy. Mind you, their buddy is humongous. He's like 6'7" and 300 pounds. Like, big dude. And my mom says, well, it's rated R, but I'll watch it with you. Like, we'll sit and I'll watch it with you, okay? And the entire time, my mom is, like, crying from the start. Like, just tears the whole time, right? And these three strapping young men, stone face. Nothing. And my mom's kind of like, okay, like, you know, movie's over. Did you guys like it? None of them say a single word. And the younger of the two brothers just hits play again. And just starts the movie over. And their friend just cries. He just breaks down. He's holding my mother sobbing, and then my other brothers just start sobbing like as soon as it starts. My mom's like terrified because she's just being held by this giant kid. She's like, oh okay now. Like, what are we gonna do? And what's even funnier is, like, my younger of the two brothers, he put a lot of his passwords as, like, Bojangles. Like, Bojangles was his go-to, like, username and everything. Like, Mr. Bojangles. And it became a thing. So when I became of age and decided I'm gonna watch this movie, I was like, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna shed a single tear because I'm gonna be better than my brothers. Yep. So I watched it all the way through. Didn't cry. And I sat in my depression there and was like, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna do it. And I restarted it, got to the point they did, didn't cry, went, okay, victorious. I'm great. And then, you know, like months later, I watched it again. As soon as I started it, it was just like, oh my God, you're coming! And every time I watch it, I just start crying as soon as it starts. Because I held it in. That's what happened. If you hold it in, it just never ends after that. Like, it's just as soon as it starts, it's like, oh my God, he's gonna, oh my God. Just like watching it. Can't keep it in. Like,
you know, in a way, this kind of feels like a personality test.
Yeah, like, what kind of mile crier are you?
This it's some kind of psychology thing. I don't know.
I mean, now I want to watch it. Because the other thing is, if I'm by myself, I will cry at anything. Like, I cry at Planet Earth. Because I'm like, it's just so heartwarming and beautiful. Like, I will literally just start sobbing to beautiful things on the TV. But if there's someone next to me, I become dead inside. Like, I'm like, you can't see that. Like, it just, I don't do it intentionally. It just shuts off, like, in me that I can't be human when people are around. And so I kind of want to, like, watch it next to somebody and see what happens. See if, what wins.
Find somebody you're kind of close to and somehow casually turn on the green light.
Just casually.
We're watching this.
We're watching this now. This is happening. I have to have a friend over to watch John Wick before the movie comes out, the third one. Maybe I'll just like, and now we're watching The Green Mile, and just like play that casually. Yeah.
Okay. So do we want to talk about our personalities?
Every personality test tells me that I'm awesome. So
that's what it says at the end?
Pretty much. I mean, like, when I look at all of them, I'm like, yeah, I got the best one. I did the same thing with my horoscope. I'm like, yeah, I'm the coolest. Like, whatever. Suck it.
Well, let's start going down the list of some of these ones that I have picked. Okay, so you said that you did do the Myers-Briggs.
Right, oh.
And so what are you for Myers-Briggs? I actually have to look up what I am in terms of what you said, because I only have my letters.
I'm an architect, which is INTJ-A. I'm the leader of the free world, baby. I build everything up. I am the strongest. I am focused. Yep. Which is pretty much every personality test I take. It's like, you're a creator. You will master the world. You are Oprah. You are Bill fucking Gates. Like.
Okay, and this one, it says that I'm the counselor. I don't think that's what I've gotten before, but I would have to go to the specific one to find it. Because I am INFJ. So, and I did do my, like, little breakdowns. I'm 22% I. What is the N? Hold on.
Oh, shit. It's almost like we weren't totally prepared today.
Hold on.
We have a lot going on, people.
So the first one is, like, your introversion. So I am 22% introverted. And then your intuitiveness. And I'm apparently very intuitive because I'm only 41% intuitive. Or, well, somewhat intuitive. I'm very down the middle. That's the reason why I get the INFJ.
I was going to say, like, I feel I'm like you're more introverted than that, though. Bump the numbers
and
up.
Then my feeling. I'm only 12% I prioritize.
Don't give a shit.
Feelings and emotions.
Don't give
and
a
then,
shit.
My judging is that I prefer structure and order, but only like 19%. So well, I'm cool. Like, I'm cool with some things being in chaos, but like not everything.
Not everything.
No, I think like that's actually so. The thing that's always very weird about my personality, particularly, and I think like some of the stuff I was talking about in the first half will apply to me, is because I am kind of down the middle on a lot of things, and I think it's because I'm very thoughtful. I think is mainly what it is. So like I tend to just be very reasonable. And that puts me into a very weird category, which is probably why This one said that I'm the counselor. It's because I'm very, like, able to be in a middle state of things.
So, when you see these, like, suggestions where it's like, 1 through 5, what would you say? You're like, 3 or 2. Like, you kind of stay. I do that for the first half. Like, every single personality test, it puts it on a scale. I'm like, you know, I've had certain times where I do that, or da-da-da-da, and then I'll get to the parts where I'm like, no, that's a 5. No, that's a 1. Like, I get to a certain section, I went, okay, here's the time that the divider is brought up, like, where I am definitely this or definitely that.
Yeah, I think, like, what's more the problem is, I can't think of any off the top of my head. Maybe we'll get to it, like, when we do one of these, because we can do one together.
Can we hybridize our personalities, answer every other question?
Who are we together? A very chaotic person. But I think the problem is like, you know, like how there's questions and they'll ask you like multiples of them, and it's like very clear that they want to see like
how consistent you are.
Yeah, the problem is like I will often pick both sides because like I feel that way about some things. Like there's some things where like if you word it in a certain way, it's like, yeah, I'm that way. But then if you word it in a different way, I'm that way. Because it's like I am more in the middle, basically. And so it always ends up putting me in a weird place where it's
you're
like
a liar.
It's not that I'm a liar, it's just that I'm really good about being in the middle of things, and like I can see different sides, different opinions, different points of view, and it makes me very bizarre.
I'm a leader and a trendsetter, so
yeah. Well,
masterful.
You know what? I have a drive to help others reach their potential. So help you reach your potential. But I'm creative and dedicated.
There you go.
I'm a little unique bean. I'm a unique unicorn bean. That's basically what the INFJ is. And I don't have my little slash. I know you had your slash. I don't have my slash.
Hey.
Okay. So I think one of the other ones that I think is interesting, and I'll pull up a thing for this, is I think that the Enneagram is interesting. Okay, so Enneagram. Enneagram's kind of weird because it's kind of based on this chart.
Whoop.
Which I'll pull up. So, like,
it's kind of... Five guesses who I am. Anyway.
It's kind of interesting because, like, the idea behind the Enneagram is, like, it puts things into categories, and it's really supposed to be based on, I want to say, like, your worst qualities, but not really, like, your worst qualities. Like, a lot of it has to do with your fears and, like, who you are as a child. So, like, in some ways, I kind of feel like this one comes off a bit more authentic because I feel like it's not dealing with your surface level personality as much. So like, because like we were saying in the first part, your surface level personality kind of changes a lot. I feel like it's harder to affect like the personality that's in your head. And that is kind of more what the Enneagram is about, is it's kind of supposed to be more like, what are your deep-seated fears? What happened to you when you were a child?
Tell me your secrets.
So, what do you think? And I do have, like, kind of the... I have the background stuff on this, if you think that you're one of these. We're looking at this beautiful shape.
Yeah. So, what's funny is the number I got, I went, yep, makes sense. But pretty much everyone else that knows of this test and thinks of... They guess a completely different number for me, but everyone else guesses the same different number.
Okay.
And I don't totally disagree with that, but then I'm also like, do you not know me? But 10 guesses what I am. I'm an 8, maverick, challenger, leader, the powerful, dominating type, self-confident, decisive, willful, and confrontational.
Okay.
Seems accurate, but everyone says I'm a 6. Loyalist, skeptic, questioner. Which, like I said, I'm like, I guess, don't disagree per se.
It says that 6s seek safety and consistency.
Oh, psych.
They are trustworthy and make reliable decisions, but it says that you perform well as a banker. Banker, professors, nurses, and consultants. So
these are the people that don't truly know me, I guess. They're just like, the surface, you seem like a reasonable chap.
So then let's go to 8. Right?
Yeah.
8 says that it's a protector. It says, type 8s want to feel like they have control over their own fate. They're strong, attention-commanding leaders, skilled in quick, effective decision-making. They excel as lawyers, advisors, directors, and sales experts. They are assertive, confident, and protective. Their basic desire is to be free, in control, and protected. But your basic fear is being controlled or hurt.
I think that's square.
Okay.
That sounds like me.
I feel like that sounds...
Protector's pretty...
I think that sounds about right. I mean, like, because see, this is the thing that's weird. Like I was saying, is like, a lot of this is kind of based on, like, how you feel.
Right.
And the other thing is, too, is like, so like, if you look at the shape, mm-hmm. you can pick... So like, if you said... Where did my thing go? So like you said, you're an 8. You can also pick if you lean a little bit 9 or a little bit 7. Like yeah, basically these are related.
I probably lean 7, but I'm an 8.
Okay. Mm. So I don't know. I have problems with this. I took the test.
What are you? What
and
are
it
you?
Says that I'm a type 2. But I think if I think,
manipulator, you're the serial killer.
I think if I think about it, I think I'm a type 1. Because I think I, like, in my heart of hearts, it's like...
So you lean that way, I guess.
Maybe. Because, okay, so, a type 1. Type 1s seek moralistic behavior and reform. They are naturally positive, determined people with a heart for helping others. They are... perfectionistic, ethical, and motivated. Their desire is to be good and honorable. Type 1 has a strong innate desire for fairness, accuracy, and order. They tend to be bold advocates for the rights of others and may challenge the status quo to make a push for reforms and equality. Their basic fears are being unethical or immoral. I don't know. That just kind of feels like my head. Well, whereas a type 2 is a caregiver. That's like the
That's your goat. That's like your generic personality piece.
Type 2s seek love and affection from others. They are emotional thinkers and hard workers. They make great counselors. Blah, 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 blah. They're helpful.
Bullshit.
They're helpful, generous, and warm-hearted. The basic desire is to be loved completely, and the basic fear is being unworthy of love.
Well, do you want to hear something interesting?
Okay.
So 2 is what you got. 8 is what I got. They're connected. But you lean towards 1, I lean towards 7. They're connected. We're meant to be best friends.
It's happened.
It's right there. Like, friends. You either lead to me if we're what our test says, as in you support move towards me. But if we're what we feel we are, I move towards you.
So. Yeah, so we could just both be like here.
No. And
we're like...
That's impossible. No, we can't do that. No, then, we have to be connected.
And then we would be gut.
The gut.
Relating.
So our gut feeling is that we're meant to be best as friends.
Yeah.
There you go.
And instead of this...
Our head feeling.
Where you're like a skeptic and... I don't know. Then we wouldn't be friends. I'm manipulative and you're skeptical.
And I'm skeptical of such things.
So anyway, the point is that I find the Enneagram interesting. I think, I mean, you know, as with all personality tests, it's kind of, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but I think
it's proved we're best friends.
I just think it's more interesting to look more at your, like, inside personality rather than the thing that you project to people. But both are probably related.
Well, I have a funny personality story.
Okay, tell me the funny personality story while I pull this up.
So I was dating somebody that they wanted to kind of get a handle on their mental health, which is everybody should. And there was this like program online, this personality type thing designed by therapists from all across the lands, and this very serious thing. You had to pay for a membership. And the idea was you take a quiz and it gives you this rating out of 100 and these 10 categories and tells you like your strengths and weaknesses in that area and then creates like a program to help you with these things. So it was, you know, it was over 100 questions. It was a very intense personality test. And he took it. And the funny thing about this is it was, I think, about 10 categories. And, you know, it wasn't always like you wanted 100. You usually wanted a balance. So you didn't want to be extreme in any of them, really. And there were ones that it was better to be on the high side or better to be on the low side for it. So there were things like intelligence was one of them, but then also like emotional response and things like that. And I felt so bad. He literally got the worst thing you could fucking get on every single one of them. Like, he would get super high, like 99 out of 100 on the things. It's like, oh my God, this is bad. Because like, it'd be like self-worth depreciation, and he'd get a 99. It's like, clearly you hate yourself more than anything in this planet, and that causes, and it would tell you your problems like tied to this. So it's like, you're probably prone to anger, you probably like never appreciate what you do, like it's like, it's shit on him. And like his logic or intelligence was like a 3, and I just remember him going, I know I'm not the smartest guy, but Jesus fucking Christ, am I that fucking dumb? Like, it's just, and what even cracked me up is it's a whole paragraph talking about just this category, and then it gives you a page talking about you in this category. And so in the intro paragraph, it was like, now when we say this, we're not linking this directly to intelligence. We're just saying that what drives your, like, decision making. So, like, you don't think logically when you make decisions. And it's like, how is that not a bad thing, though? Like, how do you, how can you try to spin that for somebody, okay? And then I wanted to take it because as soon as someone talks about a personality test, you want to take it. And so I took it, and my score was literally the opposite. And every single category that I got the perfect score, more or less, was like, yeah, look at me. Like, intelligence, I got 97. And all my friends wanted to take it. I'm like, bet you can't fucking beat me. Like, I was like, intelligence number one. Like, what's up? And so it was just kind of sad, funny, awkward. I was like, now the test seems great because I'm fucking perfect. So, and I told my mom about it. And she's like, she really liked the guy I was dating. And so she's like, no, you don't. No, he's great. He's not like that. Like, you know how to take those tests. You know how to cheat. And I'm like, calm down, woman. That's not how they work. But she's like, he's just bad at taking tests. I'm like, that's not it.
It's a personality. It's a personality test. You can't fail.
But he did.
Okay. Well, on this note, because this is another test that I think is very interesting. So I think what we'll do is we'll have you do this test. So we'll go through it together just because I think it's interesting. So this test is the Narcissistic Personality Index.
Now I just want to do it on purpose to be super narcissistic.
No, we need to see how narcissist you are.
100%.
Just as... Okay, if you're 100% narcissist, you might be a serial killer.
Yes.
No. I don't know if that's actually true. But we will see.
Well, should I just say A, B as we go down so people don't hear the whole thing?
Well,
what do you want to do?
Yeah. You can do A, B, but I'll say what it is.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Okay, so... do you have a natural talent for influencing people, or... I think that you are not good at influencing people.
I'd say I'm pretty good at it.
Modesty doesn't become me. I am essentially a modest person.
I'd say I'm modest. I want you to disagree with me. I want you to just click, like, be like, no, you're wrong. Just click a different one for
me. No, I mean, this is how you feel. I can't tell you how you feel.
Just think, like, I just want you to have this internal opinion. Just be like, mm-mm.
This one is kind of hard because some of these, like, the wording is bizarre. Because I did do it myself and I put, I like, screenshotted mine on my phone.
My uncle's calling me. But anyway.
Okay. I would do almost anything on a dare.
100%. Okay. Done. Don't even need to read the rest of it.
When people compliment me, I sometimes get embarrassed. I know that I am good because everyone keeps telling me so. The thought of ruling the world frightens the hell out of me. It would be a better place if I ruled the world.
I already had this whole conversation set.
We talked about this. I am no better or worse than most people. I think I'm a special person.
First, but that's just a funny statement. You know what? I'm special. Like that.
I am just a person.
I'm just a guy. Okay.
I'm just like any other guy. I am not sure if I'd make a good leader. I see myself as a good leader. This is one of the ones that's like kind of weird because it like kind of goes against that earlier one where it's like, okay, I'm going to say this in a less serious way. Do you still think you're a good leader?
I'm a good leader. Yeah. Okay. I'm consistent. I'm assertive.
Okay. I like to have authority over other people. I don't mind following orders.
I don't mind.
I insist upon getting the respect that is due me. I usually get the respect that I deserve.
I don't appreciate that wording.
Yeah, I don't really appreciate that wording.
Yeah,
either.
I'll go into a fist fight if someone's disrespectful, but like, I usually don't have to do that. I guess the second one.
Okay. I don't particularly like to show off my body. I like to show off my body.
Top first.
Top.
Oh, top.
Get that out of here. I just want to be reasonably happy, or I want to amount to something in the eyes of the world.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the other ones where it's like, I will be success versus, yeah. I don't really care. But they're different to me. So yeah, the first one.
I mean, that is, it's kind of supposed to be like that. That is kind of the point of this test. It's like supposed to like, see how much it means to you, essentially.
First one.
I always know what I am doing. Sometimes I'm not sure of what I'm doing.
I at least pretend I do. So first one, I guess. Always on top.
I sometimes tell good stories. Everybody likes to hear
my stories. Everyone loves my stories. It's half this podcast. Like, I can't lie about that. Come on.
I know. I also found that one a weird one because yeah. I was like,
if you're a good storyteller, what's the...
What if you just really have shitty stories and
like,
you,
what
just...
if you just have an unremarkable life?
Yeah.
Like...
I guess it's part of narcissism. I have a strong will to power. Power for its own sake doesn't interest me. God, that was worded so
weirdly.
That is
very, because it's like willpower. Yeah, I have a lot of willpower, but I'm not
no,
drawn to power.
I want power, basically, is what you're trying to say in a weird way.
I
want to
be a toad in a mushroom house.
I like to look at
nope.
myself.
I've never seen myself naked. I'm not. I had this discussion with someone recently because they're like, well, how long can you see look at yourself naked in the mirror? And I went, I've never done that. And they're like, that's weird. I'm like, that's fucking weird. You do. I was like, why would I want to see that? I have enough complaints as it is without more imagery. I was like, I don't need to see the whole picture. Like, hard pass.
People sometimes believe what I tell them. I can make anybody believe anything I want them to.
Well, I made a freshman believe I was an alien, true and true, so I feel like I have to pick the second one.
Just... I am much like everybody else. I am an extraordinary
I'm
person.
I'm so fucking special. I'm really weird, but I wouldn't say extraordinary, so I guess I'm like everybody else.
Yeah.
Also, it's continuity because I already answered a question that was like, I'm not special. So I feel like I have to keep that up anyway. Let's go! What am I?
You have mild narcissism.
Who?
So you have a 12 to 15. Wait, what did you get?
Between 12 and 15 is average. Celebrities often score closer
to 18. Well, it doesn't, where doesn't it say what you got? It doesn't say what your score is.
It just
is.
Says I'm 12 to 15.
Okay, I was going to say, it didn't give you a number. For
it
me,
doesn't give me a specific.
For me, it gave me a 10.
Oh, maybe it's...
I'm apparently not narcissistic at all. Let me actually pull mine up. But basically, okay, so one of the things I found really interesting about this quiz...
Mouse. I was going to scroll.
Yeah,
scroll. Should give me a number somewhere.
Is it breaks it down into types of narcissism, and the types of narcissism are interesting. And so, like, somebody who was explaining to me this test... Oh, you're a 12.
I'm a 12, so barely...
You're barely narcissistic. But, like, the thing that's really interesting about this test is, like... People need narcissism to a certain extent. Like, even if, like, you listen to us talk about those questions, like, some of them really aren't that bad if you think about it. Like, it's not a bad thing to think that you're cool or, like, you know, anything like that. But, like, so it breaks it into different things. So you have exploitiveness, self-sufficiency, authority. Is that it? Yeah. Oh, it didn't break it all the way down. Oh, I think mine does. It's authority, self-sufficiency, superiority, exhibitionism, exploitativeness, vanity, and entitlement. Those are like all of the breakdowns. So for yours, where'd you get most of your... Oh, maybe it's because you got zero and some of the other things, and that's why it's not showing it to you. Because mine, like, there's like a little...
Oh yeah, vanity, I'm sure is zero, since I was like, I won't even look at myself in the mirror.
Basically, the only thing that I got high on for mine was superiority.
Which I don't have at all.
Yeah, you don't have any superiority? Yeah, because I got, like, I got no vanity and I got no entitlement.
Yeah, I have no entitlement, no vanity, and no superiority. Yeah. But I have a 5 in authority.
So you see yourself as a leader.
I have a 4 in self-sufficiency.
You're able to do,
to do what I need to do. And I got a 3 in exploitiveness, so.
Yeah. So, and like I said, it's like, it's not necessarily bad. Like, basically, for this test, you do kind of want to be somewhere more in the middle. Because, like, one of the psychologists... I just like that
you're a total narcissist.
Yeah. Like, one of the psychologists I heard who was talking about this was basically saying, like, he worries about people who are on both ends of the spectrum. Because if you're a total narcissist, obviously, like, that's not great. Like, you're probably doing things that are harmful to yourself, essentially, because you're being so narcissistic. But then, if you're on the lower side of it, it basically means you don't care about yourself, yeah, like, basically at all. So I just found that this is, like, kind of an interesting quiz.
So we're a 10 and a 12. Look at us. Aren't we cute?
So I guess I'm, like, barely there, and I guess my feelings of superiority, which, I mean, it doesn't...
The only reason why I don't let you walk on me is because I'm better than you.
Apparently, I think that I have some... I don't even actually really remember, like, what some of those were. I think, like, honestly, what it was is that there were some questions about uniqueness, and I think I kept scoring on that side because, so, and it's, like, it's weird because if you talk to me about it, like, a lot of times I think of it more of as a negative thing, but, like, I do, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm unique.
Yeah, that's, I have trouble with that. I think it's because my uniqueness, now that I'm getting into mental health and everything, is defined. It's not, like... I'm that unique. It's just like, no, you're just autistic. Oh, that answers it all? Okay. Like, so then to me, because that answers so many parts of my personality, I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm like everybody else in a way. Like, I know I'm not because percentage-wise I'm not, but...
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I'm not special. You can put me on a piece of paper. Like, it makes perfect fucking sense. Like, why I'm like this. But, I mean, I knew I'd get some of the, like, authority leader things.
So it's good. It is good that you're slightly narcissistic.
I'm the lowest you can be on the mile. So
yeah, but I do find it funny that the vanity zero. And entitlement. I'm not vain or entitled.
I'm not vain or worth shit. Like, it's like essentially, I'm like, oh, my self value is crap, but other people seem to like me and want me to lead. Yeah. So I guess I do that. So and I can handle myself.
I think one of the other ones that I'll just mention mainly, just because I think it's kind of interesting. And so, like, another test that's, like, kind of related to this is, like, the Dark Triad test. So, the reason...
That's so evil.
It is evil. Like, basically, the Dark Triad test is whether you are a psychopath. That's what it is. But, like, narcissism is part of that. There's also psychopathy and Machiavellianism.
Psychopathy is a type of beer. Anyway.
Well, probably. But, like, basically, if you score high in all three of those, it's, like, because, psychopathy is basically, like, not caring about other people. That's, like, what psychopathy translates into. Narcissism, obviously, is, like, you care about yourself a lot. And then Machiavellianism is, like, you're conniving. That's the best way to put it, is, like, you are clever. Like, you can, like, think your way through things.
I feel like
we
get high in that. Average in narcissism and low in the middle one that you said.
Psychopathy.
The like, beer.
Not caring about other people.
Yeah. I think it's going to be low there, high in the Machiavelli, and average in narcissism.
And again... Another disclaimer about all personality tests, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean things.
You're a serial killer.
It's just, again, it's a tool. And it's a tool that I find interesting. I do find it interesting that people put each other in categories, and it's a weird thing, too. I feel like a lot of people just kind of, in a way, enjoy to be put in categories. Like, it's weird, because obviously people don't. But I think, like, there is this... innate human desire to find kind, you know, like find a kind who is similar to you, whether that has a label or it doesn't have a label or whatever. Everybody's got personalities that they like and ones that they just can't stand.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, as soon as someone's like, I took a personality test, the first thing you're going, I want to take that personality test. Like, you just want to know. And it's different when you're answering questions and getting a result versus someone going, you know, Scorpions are assholes. Like, well, I guess I am. Fuck off. Like, I...
Yeah.
You're not putting me in the box. I'm putting me in the box. And I like it. Like, it's a sense of security and comfort versus being forced into one by someone else.
Yeah.
So the derogatory terms are like the horoscope thing. That always pissed me off because, yeah, I'm a double Scorpio, which apparently means I'm a sex addict and an asshole. And so I've literally had people like not want to talk to me because they find out I'm a Scorpio. And I'm like, good, you seem like an idiot. And that just proves that I'm a Scorpio, I guess. But I don't like
yeah.
It's just one of those things that's always pissed me off. And I think it's definitely the separation of you putting yourself in a box versus being put in a box by somebody else. So get your boxes in order and figure out if any of you are the same as us. And
yeah, let us know.
Or a serial killer.
Let me know if you're very narcissist or if you're very un-narcissist.
Yeah, if you're a zero, hit us up so we can take advantage of you, I guess. Is that
like maybe be like it's cool.
Yeah, we'll build your confidence. We'll like
come, like come yourself with me. A little bit.
Just 10 seconds in the mirror with your clothes on.
All you need to do is get a 10.
Like just a 10. You can manage.
You can go. Get a 10.
We'll be here for you. We drop 2 points to give him some. No!
No, I'm not a narcissist.
No, I'm not a narcissist.
I lost some of my superiority.
No, I lost my authority.
On the next episode, we're going to talk about tea.
It's tea time.
Oh, blah, 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 blah.